Okay, everyone, it's 5:02 p.m. Woodway time, and this is the Planning and Zoning Commission, and we have more than enough to have a quorum. And so we're, I didn't say it was July 9, 2024, and it was a little after 5 p.m. And our agenda today, after a call to order, there's an item for public comment. If anyone would like to make any comment, it's not particularly on our agenda. Could be otherwise. No comment from anyone. Seeing no public comment, and that young lady coming in doesn't want to make a public comment. So I'll move on then. If you would look at the minutes for the June 11 meeting that were attached with your email, see if you would like to approve those.
I'll make a motion that we approve the June 11th, 2024 regular meeting.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Minutes are approved. Okay, item number four. And it's discussion and consider action on approval of a final plat for Lot 1, Block 1 of the Chadwick addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, being a subdivision of all that tract of land in the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, but out of the Moses Allen Survey, abstract number 48, and being all of that called 0.383 acres of land described in a deed to Julius C. Dunlap and wife Cynthia A. Dunlap, recorded in volume 1556, page 242 of the deed of records of McLennan County, Texas. We have a new and improved John tonight.
I appreciate the improvements.
All right. So this is a final plat for Lot 1, Block 1 of the Chadwick addition. You previously seen and approved the preliminary plat for this property. This is a residential property with an existing home on it. The owner is not seeking to change anything about that use. They are merely rectifying the fact that a plat was never properly recorded with the county. City staff is recommending a conditional approval at this time. The conditions are outlined in the engineer's letter that you would find on pages 9 and 10 of your packet.
If you can correct me, but I think for maybe others' benefit, for some unknown reason, lots that are houses that have been here a very long time, they never were platted. They just were sold to somebody with meet and bounds surveys, and they went out and just built a house there. And then they live there a long time, and then suddenly if they want to sell it or do something, then it gets caught in the snare that there's no platting of it. So we're just legalizing what's already been done a long time ago.
That's correct. We have a few stragglers throughout the city still, and we kind of catch them usually through an inspection, permitting and inspections process, by realizing that they're not platted. And this is just a way of legally recording things like easements and things of that nature with the county so that we all have a good record of everything.
And also, is the name Cynthia?
It is Cynthia. Yes.
Okay, so just a
thank you for pointing that out. I went over to Cynthia, but it's thank you for pointing it out for the minutes. So, I guess I've got to, is item five, this is for item four? Is item five another matter? That's another matter,
I guess. Mm-hmm. I think so.
Okay. So, we've got a consider action on a motion here. Would you all like to consider approving that?
I'll make a motion that we approve the final plat for Lot 1, Block 1 of the Chadwick addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, being a subdivision of all that tract of land in the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, of the Moses Allen Survey, abstract number 48, and being all that called 0.383 acres, being described in a deed to Julius C. Dunlap and wife Cynthia A. Dunlap, recorded in volume 1556, page 242 of the deed of records of McLennan County, Texas, along with the condition that herein within that, page 9?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Second.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. That's approved. Thank you. So I'll go to item 5:08 Woodway time, and I'm going to recess the commission for a short bit and open a public hearing on an application for site development of a planned district self-storage expansion for Lot 9, Block 4, Business Acres Addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 216 Deb Avenue. Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of that application? You would identify yourself and give your address.
Sure. I'm Ralph Altman. My address is 1320 Buffalo Pass, Waco. My company is McClinco Construction. I am the contractor of choice for Sam Griffin, who is the owner of the storage facility. What Sam is wanting to do is expand his existing storage facility. On Deb, if you look up on the screen, you see it. He's got two buildings that are there, and there is a large portion of the property that is unused. That outline that is there is not quite correct. It does show the back side of the property, but there's also room on the front side of the property for a building. We're asking for multiple variances due to the condition that we have there that was at one point due to the city putting in Cactus Avenue, and also the surrounding area, the area we're in, it's a warehouse industrial area. So we're asking for multiple variances to some of the city ordinances to do with landscaping, parking, trees, there's quite a few others. I don't remember what they all are. Would you like me to go through those one at a time?
I'm going to ask you just, why don't I ask you to come back up in a minute and tell me what those are? If
okay.
you don't mind, just
okay.
if you just sit right there.
I will do it.
Because I'm supposed to go ahead and sit right there, sir, and I'll bring you back here. I'm supposed to turn to our city manager and let our city manager introduce the new assistant city manager, and then would you please come up and introduce her? And I was
yes,
supposed
sir.
To have done that at the start of the meeting.
That's all right. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. Feels like just yesterday that Dr. Ubrey was here pulling me up here, introducing me as the new ACM, and I later went to interim and then finally city manager, and we have backfilled that vacancy internally, and we have Jennifer Rogers here, Ms. Rogers. She's been with the city for over 4 years and has a combined 20 years experience in management, project management, and customer service, and she's been an ace here for us, and happy to have her in the ACM role working alongside us in administration. She has her bachelor's in business management from Texas State University. And Jennifer, you'd like to come up and say hey?
Thank you, Mr. Nylett, for that introduction, and just grateful to be here and excited to be in this role. It's nice to meet y'all. I have been in the area for 20 years, been in the city for 4 years, but have been in this area, and I love Woodway and have a heart for this city, but just excited to get to know y'all more and work with you. Thank y'all.
Thank you. Welcome here.
Thank you, everybody.
So, my question I've got to our city manager and our new assistant city manager is that we're looking at a plat here for a change, and our property owner and his contractor have used the word variances. And do we do variances here, or is that the Board of Adjustments? That's my question. I hope I don't stump you.
Well, I know we have granted them, but I think it depends on what they're asking for, if it goes to Board of Adjustments or if it starts here. Keisha's raising her finger.
They're actually requesting exceptions to the site development ordinance, which are under the purview of this board.
Okay, so they're not variances.
Yes, variances do go to BOA, but these are not variances. They are exceptions.
Okay, well, thank you very much. When you use the word variances,
I use the wrong terminology, right?
Yeah, we're in another meeting. Okay, all right. Okay. So we have a list here. Do you want to comment on them to the?
Yeah, I can.
Everyone has a list.
I think.
I need to get out of that. I guess it'd be more official to do that. Is there anyone that wants to speak further for this? Is there anyone that cares to speak against this? Okay, then it's 5:13 p.m. Woodway time, and I'm going to end the public hearing, and I'm going to resume the planning and zoning meeting back in session again. And so I'm now asking you, you've used the comment that you want exceptions to be considered, and we have a list of those in our provided documents, but maybe you can go over and tell us what they mean.
And in particular, I have a question. There are a few of them that say that nothing is scheduled for this property or nothing is needed for this property. So do we even need to have an exception if it's not planned or needed?
Well, that's more of the letter or the comments I got back from the city just addressed the fact that if you have a dumpster, then you have to have a dumpster enclosure. If you have mechanical equipment, then you have to have mechanical screening. And that was just addressing that comment, virtually saying, no, we're not going to have a dumpster. No, we're not going to have any mechanical equipment that will need screening.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily, those two particular ones are not necessarily requesting an exception. They're clarifying that, no, we don't have any of that.
Okay. So even though it's saying, you know, it's got a comment as an exception, we don't really need to address
those two
particular
no.
items. Okay. No.
No. So unfortunately, Rodney, I printed out an old letter that I had sent to this lovely lady over here, and I didn't print out the correct one. I have the same things on it, but I might get out of order a little bit. The first one I'll talk about is sidewalks. Look at you. Good job. All right. The first one I'll talk about is sidewalks. You see my response that no sidewalks are provided. The frontage along Deb Drive is access to Building A and will be constructed with a curb cut approach. So if you look back up at the screen up here, you've got the two buildings that face out onto Cactus. You've got Deb down at the bottom of the picture. We're putting a building between Deb and those two existing buildings. That building will be approached, will have a drive approach or an apron poured along the entire front of the building. It'll be accessed through a curb cut. So we're saying we don't need a sidewalk there because, in effect, the apron becomes the sidewalk if that is something that you require. Down Cactus, which is a long street that runs down the face of the buildings, that street was constructed approximately 18 inches off of Sam's property line. It is almost on his property line. There's no place to put a sidewalk over there. So we are actually using a lay-down curb to access our new buildings at the backside of the property. So that will be concrete at it, but there won't be a sidewalk there.
How is being concreted distinguished from being a sidewalk? Could you not designate it?
It's not. Well, obviously a concrete surface is a surface you can walk on. A driveway is a surface you can walk on, but it's not a sidewalk. It's not a 4-foot wide sidewalk with a grass setback or grass around it or anything. It's just all concrete. Okay. The next one I'll address is off-street parking. So our response is that this is a mini storage facility that will not contain office or meeting spaces and will not have attendance on site. The facility does not need off-streets parking. So people, when they come, a typical mini storage unit or facility, they'll drive up in front of their door, they'll load, they'll unload, and they'll leave. So the off-street parking is the drives and the access throughout the facility. That's why we're asking for an exception there for designated off-street parking, that we shouldn't don't need designated off-street parking.
Is it possible to put in parking in that area?
There's with the to get the land use and to be able to do what needs to be done there to construct the facility, no. Now the apron along the front of the building, what we're called a building A, that's going to be accessed from Deb. So that entire width of the property, that apron, that building has a 25-foot setback. Now it does have doors in it, you know, for people to access their spots, but it can also serve as some off-street parking because it's going to be 25 feet deep by however wide that is, 190 feet, Sam, across there. I don't remember how wide that property is across the front, but it'll be a big concrete apron out there, so there will be access to parking there for it. Next one, boundary trees. My response was that most of the other properties in the areas do not have boundary trees. Additionally, the space condition along Cactus and the access apron along Deb do not allow for planting of boundary trees, and we requested an exception to this requirement. So if you can see there, I said that's an industrial warehouse area. You can even see in that picture, it's just all parking and trucks and equipment, and there's no landscaping to speak of back in that entire area. Same with interior trees. The next thing on the list was interior trees. Our response was that it does not appear that the other properties in this warehouse industrial area possess the required interior trees, and as such, we request an exception to that requirement also.
Have those properties been there previously, or are they new? I mean, normally the fact that someone had them, did not have it before.
The properties are all there. How old they are, I don't know. They've been there a while.
Our comprehensive plan that we've had quite a bit of discussion about really was pushing for more trees.
The thing here, though, well, so we do have some trees along the backside that we may be able to utilize. Some of them, you can see them along the creek back there where it cuts an angle through the backside of the property. We may be able to save some of those trees and utilize some of those trees. We may be able to find a spot here or there for another tree if y'all require it. We're probably not going to be able to meet the ordinance as it's written exactly for interior trees.
And because of the quantity of trees or spacing, or why is it impossible to meet?
Well, because it's a mini storage facility, so it's all concrete and it's all buildings. It's all metal buildings and it's all concrete. I mean, you maximize your space with metal buildings, and to access those buildings, they all have concrete all around them.
Which is kind of like the issue that we're having, you know, trying to preserve what we're looking for in Woodway without, you know, maintaining as much of the way as we can of landscaping and trees, and that's why we have the ordinance, and just saying, well, we can't do what we want to do because of the ordinance is, you know, kind of the argument's a little bit circular.
Well, we'll let you, I mean, that's our position.
Understand.
We have the trees along the back, we may have some opportunity to save a couple of those. They're all in a floodplain back there. Matter of fact, that creek, I forget what the name of it is. That's not Castleman. I forget what that name of that creek is. I understand between y'all and the city of Waco, you have heck with that creek flooding and creating a mess back there for you. So we're going to clean that up some, because we're going to get a lot of that stuff out of there. But we may have the opportunity to save some of those trees back in there, because that's a floodplain anyway. So we're not going to be doing a whole lot back in there. We have a couple of small areas inside the actual building area that we might be able to put a tree or two. But that's kind of where we're at.
And so this would require 5 trees?
Yeah, and I'm not sure how many we can save back there. I'm in the building area, we'd probably be able to get maybe 2. In the buildings itself?
Wherever we put a tree, we can't have a storage entry.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, trees and concrete do not go good together.
Is this property gated? Does it have electric gate?
Half of it will be. The portion that you have it red back there will be gated. The portion in front will not be. And one of the things we're having there is for trailers and RVs to be able to park in those units, which I was told several years ago was needed because all that ordinance required off-site parking.
So is the property fenced now?
No.
Are you going to put a fence?
Only on that back porch.
So you're not going to fence the whole?
No.
All the storage units are not going to be fenced?
If we fence in front of Dev Street,
yeah,
then I lose the concept of drive-in. Those are extra wide, extra long for smaller RVs, trucks, and so forth to park in there. If I put a fence there, I lose that access.
Do y'all have a copy of the layout in front of you?
We have a picture.
Okay. So
there's some things in our picture at the bottom of that picture that you're going to put some additional buildings right there.
Right along the long street alongside of Cactus.
You're going to put some additional.
Yeah, that's an additional building right there. That's the one I'm talking about that has the apron on the front.
And then your property line runs right down.
Yes.
Right down the back of the property. And then you run out to the tip of that place up there.
Yes, sir.
And I guess that's not usable space. I guess that's just part of your easement or that tip.
So if you look at that proposed site plan layout, if you do have it, so up by the front building where we have the 25-foot deep and it's 105-foot wide parking apron, there is, looks like about 5 feet of room there between that apron and the adjoining property where we could put a tree or two trees. And off the end of the horseshoe-shaped drive where we're putting the new mini storage units, the multiple buildings, out in that end down toward that floodplain, you can see we have that area over there where we could probably put some trees in down there if we needed to put trees in to meet that requirement.
Is that a floodplain there? It shows it as gray on our map.
The engineer, when he did the study, I think that's part of the issue that y'all are having, and I might be getting this wrong, but from what I remember him telling, I think that's part of the issue that's going on with that creek right there with the city of Waco and everybody else, is the floodplain is not designated through there, but it does flood.
Forgive this old banker, but can you build in a floodplain?
Yeah, it's not. We can build as long as we're not building a house in it. We don't have to worry about insurance.
It's not even technically
a floodplain. It's not on a flood map.
It's not on the maps. So it does flood.
Map, it's not a floodplain. Okay.
And Rodney, I paid a fortune for a water study so that if something floods downstream, I can prove it wasn't caused by this property.
Okay, I got you. My question was, is it a flood in a flood?
So well, that's what I'm saying. It does flood, but it's not on the flood maps, is my understanding.
Not on the map. It's not in one. So.
But it does flood sometimes.
Yeah, we're taking preparations for that, and we're going to clean out those trees, a lot of that underbrush, so that should help the situation.
How much does it flood? How much does it flood? Like,
I don't know. I didn't do the water study. The engineer did. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, this end that's down here on this end of the street down here that you're going to add some more buildings. Is there going to be non-concrete areas there?
On the end off of Deb?
Mm-hmm.
On the corner of Deb and Cactus?
Yeah.
No, that's almost, there's slight amounts on each side. There's approximately 5 feet on each side.
The other end.
There won't be
no concrete.
Yes, there's no concrete in the point out there.
This other end,
The north end here?
No, point your finger there.
Yeah. This will all be concrete and building key.
All the way to the street.
All the way to the street.
That way they'll have to back into the street to back into the buildings, right?
Or they back into the building.
That's what
most people back in.
No, there's not enough room in your property to be able to turn around and back up and park into those storage facilities, right?
It's 25 feet on my property.
That's not enough.
Well, and then the street.
That's what I'm saying. They would have to go into the street to get access to fully get into your storage units.
Yeah, potentially, but that also keep in mind that apron is 105 feet wide. So it has enough width for them to come in.
A lay down valley all the way across.
Yes, sir.
They do that in the city, wouldn't it? I guess so.
Yep.
Huh? Yeah. Cool. I guess if you're not in a residential area, you can do it.
So the question is all about off-street parking.
Off-street? Well, they probably wouldn't need
off-street. There's plenty of parking on site. It's just not designated parking.
Yeah. Really wouldn't need off-street parking because they're just going to drive into the storage. They're not living there.
Yeah, just to confirm, I think you mentioned in here there's no on-site attendant or anything.
There's no on-site attendant, no. It's all self-serve, if you will.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't think there was on-site parking at the new U-Haul one, was there? Maybe a few spots.
Not on-site. Most storage units don't really have.
They don't have designated on-site parking spots. There's parking throughout.
Yeah, I
have no issue.
They don't have room to put parking spots inside the storage rooms. They just cram up the units. I guess, the question is are we going to exempt all this stuff? What the city says we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And that would apply to future uses of the property as well. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So if it were changed, it would not.
There would be a site. They would have changed with it. A new site development plan.
Yeah. If you change anything.
If it will change from use in the future.
Correct.
From a self-storage unit.
Correct.
To any
this
other
not,
industrial
this
use.
Is not a variance. A variance would do that. It's just an exception.
Right.
So the exception would only apply to this particular property in this particular situation.
Yeah. In order for him to get all...
Yeah, I think what you're saying is as long as they don't sell it to somebody else.
Right.
If they sell it to somebody else and they don't change anything, they can continue to enjoy the exception.
Correct.
But if they change anything, then it falls
back
into.
Yeah.
If they do any major changes.
It's got to start.
No, not small changes, but if they do any major changes, change the entire use of the property, then it comes back.
But it doesn't appear there's any additional expansion space that would probably kick it back to us for an exception in the future either. So once we do approve this, unless it's changed from a self-storage unit, it is probably going to be set in stone. And frankly, I'm more worried about the landscaping since that was such a big issue that we spent so much time on at the last issue.
Keep going down that pathway because
the
city has made a big issue out of landscaping.
I know.
Yeah.
And I would think that you'd need some kind of landscape plan that could be presented to the city council when you get this approved.
Okay.
So that you could answer a question of what are you going to do about landscaping? Where are you going to put some trees and what you're going to do and how you're going to make some kind of a rendition on how it's going to look.
And not request an exception for a dumpster if you don't have a dumpster anyhow. Why do you need an exception?
Right. Yeah.
Or mechanical equipment either for that matter.
So you can't put a dumpster on there anyway.
He's not. Sam doesn't intend to. It just causes him more problems. He makes all his tenants responsible for their own trash.
Yeah.
I have four other locations. We do not have dumpsters.
You don't have dumpsters on it yet?
If somebody leaves trash, we call them.
Yeah.
Tell them we're keeping their security deposit.
Right.
Unless they come get it.
Just clean it out.
So you have no need for the exception
then?
That's
correct.
Okay.
Do you have fences in any of your others? I mean, does any of your other locations fence for security?
Memorial's fenced. Belmeen's fenced.
Yeah.
But Air Base, and this one is not. Now, this one's going to be half fenced.
Right. Because there's nothing that says he has to put a fence in.
That area that is prone to flooding.
There you go.
Do you plan? Do you have any? Going to have any kind of water retainage or water
retention plan?
No. You can see there how, as he designed it, and this was the design. The engineering was done by Abacus Engineering. I'm sure y'all are familiar with them. So we're relying on him. Our understanding is no. It's not required to have retention.
So is that area going to have grass on it?
It will have grass from, yes, from where you see our horseshoe there. But what, in reality, we had planned to just use the native grasses or seed it or whatever if it needed to be. We actually want it to stay away, and I know this, again, is a big deal in the city of Woodway, but we also want it to stay away from irrigation. And Sam and I were having a conversation this morning. You know, we've got all these entities telling us conserve water, conserve water, conserve water, and you can't water and you can't water, but then everybody wants to put in irrigation. However, at this point, you know, we'll do there whatever is required to do.
But irrigation may not be required if you use native grasses that are hardy to this kind of environment, correct?
Right.
So even if you do have some provision made for an irrigation system, which, and I think you mentioned hand watering, is that included as a system, or does it have to be some kind of in-ground installed system? Or just a sprinkler set on the property?
Yeah, but who's going to enforce that?
Exactly.
I mean, who's going to get out there and hand water a storage unit?
Yeah.
No attendant on site?
Yeah.
That's the owner who wants to do that.
So do we want dead grass there?
No.
Or do we want some provision for native grasses to be maintained? It doesn't say it has to be irrigated. I think it says be maintained.
I believe it does talk about irrigation, but I may be wrong.
Well, you would be watering cactus a whole lot differently than you would be watering St. Augustine.
Right, exactly.
So even though it may require irrigation, the requirement for it, I would think, and again, I'm certainly not a landscape person, I barely know how to turn my sprinklers on. But, you know, again, trying to, back to what we're trying to accomplish in Woodway, especially if we're like, maybe not so many trees, you know, we want to have some green space and something other than pure concrete.
I think there's also a balance considering where this is in the city.
Yes.
And the fact that this is in like the back 40 of the industrial district. I mean, I think we have to be reasonable. If we require sidewalks along Cactus Drive, you're going to have to bulldoze half of the building to put
right.
a sidewalk. Nobody's walking back there.
Right.
And the curb cut. So, I mean, I think we just need to be reasonable. And if we don't grant all the exceptions, don't grant all the exceptions, but take action on. I mean, I think there's a lot of things that are reasonable.
I agree.
If we want to ask for some trees and then allow native grass, then I think that's a reasonable compromise.
I agree.
Considering the area and
think that way. It seems to me that we could do that and ask that the owner attach a landscape plan, because the council's going to kick it back if you don't have some kind of...
Well, that's fine. I mean, we can attach a landscape plan that shows that area landscaped with native grasses. We can figure out a place to put a couple of trees here or there. We can put a couple of trees here and there, and we can put something together that, so at least they have something when we present it.
I don't think we're asking for it to look like the Arboretum. We're just trying to preserve some greenery and some good things for the environment and not just have flat out concrete all the way. At least that's my perception of it personally. And so, again, you know, the extent to which, you know, landscaping is required, I don't think is quite as significant as the fact that there is something provided other than just pure concrete or gravel or dirt to improve the aesthetics just a little bit. That's my thought on it.
Sam, you want any thoughts on that?
Just trying to think, without looking at plans, figuring out which units with trees we lose.
Why don't you just put it down on that point down there, Sam? Why don't you just put it on that point? You're not going to build all the way to the street corner, are you?
No, I'm forget how many feet off we are. That's what I'm thinking. Deb and Cactus, that corner we can have to.
No, we're talking about the point down there where it makes the corner on Cactus, ditch is.
Oh, yeah, I forget how many feet we have there. But
there's room for a couple of trees.
We've got 100, at least 100.
We're looking at 5.
A couple, yeah.
I think you said 5, and you've already got a couple, so we're only adding a couple, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no trouble putting trees down there because that helps keep that area
cool,
nice looking, and no erosion.
Right.
Yes.
Well, if it was mine, and if I had anything other than just solid concrete from border to border, and you had some kind of landscape, I would definitely put some type of irrigation to that landscape, because if you don't, it's going to die. In the summertime, you know, because I don't know who's going to water it.
Well, I have a full-time maintenance person.
Maybe, I don't know. But it'd be a lot easier, though. You know, once you put it in, it's in. And then it's just automatic. You don't have to have anybody fool with it. But, I mean, that's what I would think. That's all. If I was building it, that's what I would do. I just put in some kind of irrigation. If you're going to have grass, trees, or plants, or whatever, at least keep it alive. So summertime, they're going to fly. And then I can be a fire hazard, too. You never know. A bunch of dead grass out there.
Any other questions? Thank you very much. I'd look for a motion on item 5B to approve this per the discussion tonight of as presented with the addition of a landscape plan.
I will make a motion to approve
Ronnie.
Yes.
I want to hear from city staff.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. There we go.
I thought you were the new improved. John never wants to talk. He always just waves me off.
Yeah.
Well, and I will tell you, John likes to talk, so I'm not sure why that is. But maybe I can address a couple of your concerns from a staff point of view to give you a little more to go on. This site development plan, as we've discussed, is for the expansion of the existing storage facility. It's the continuation of an application to develop that was heard last year and approved. The property, as far as the zoning, is planned industrial. Everything around it is planned industrial. This fits within that zone. To discuss the exceptions that were brought up in some of your conversation, irrigation, the maintenance of the landscaping, things like that, those are directly addressed within the site development ordinance. To answer the question of what happens if they allow those things to die, they are immediately in violation of the site development ordinance. The community services staff does go through, when we're driving through the city, the inspectors, if we get complaints, whatever the case may be, when someone who has gone through site development has plants that they have allowed to die, they are obligated in writing by the city ordinance and the site development ordinance to replace any dead plant material. So if he does not water those and keep them alive, then he is obligated to replace them. I will say that. That's something that we have sent many a letter on since I've been here. So we do keep an eye out and we do enforce that. Also, in that back area, the reason that they're asking for landscaping exceptions regarding trees and not landscaping is because technically what they provided for grass space in that back area meets the requirements for the landscaping with the exception of those trees. So technically the grasses that they are providing, it falls under that requirement. They did not need detention on this site because of the size of the lot, so that's why that was not included. That comment was brought up. Landscaping plans are part of the site development, and so to ask them to provide ones well within the scope, like I said, we based it on what that they have provided so far. The only things that they are under the requirements for by ordinance are these tree issues. To add to that, if they are able to save existing trees on the site, depending upon how many they save. The ordinance allows them to provide a caliper measurement to our department as part of their landscaping plan. And based on that caliper measurement, they get credit for trees. So the bigger the trees that they save, the more credit they get. They, if they save one tree that's, say, 3 to 6 inches in caliper, then they will get enough credit to meet the requirements for trees. So if they're able to save trees and provide a landscaping plan that shows the size of the tree that they can save, then they may not necessarily need the exception from council when it comes to that point.
Is caliper the same as diameter?
Yes. Yeah. Regarding the dumpster screening and mechanical comments, the reason that those were included on their review letter is because I've had many, many an instance where we did not include these warnings about this is what's the requirements of the ordinance, and plans have changed, and then they're coming back and saying, well, you know, I didn't think I had to do this. So what I would say to that from a city staff point of view is, for the protection of the city, if you want to make sure that you're not granting perhaps a confusing exception that could be taken advantage of should plans change at a later date, we may want to specifically reference those as excluded. We are not giving you an exception for future mechanical screening or for future dumpster screening. Just something to consider. I'm dealing with that exact issue on a Central Park property right now. So that may be something to consider in parts of your discussion. I've addressed the tree issue. I think that's everything from city staff. So at this time, we are recommending approval contingent on the acceptance of these exceptions.
And you're only referring to the last two regarding the screening requirements?
Yes, because as you mentioned, technically those are not exceptions at this point, because they've responded that they're just not going to have them. But in terms of to avoid future confusion, should someone come back and say, well, this was on a list that was approved by P&Z for an exception, we don't have to do this, you may just want to specifically reference it as, we're not giving you an exception for the screening on these items. Of course, that's, like I said, that's completely up to you, but.
Yes. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, I appreciate it. You want to amend your motion to add that comment?
I will start it, and we'll start fresh here. I move the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends council approval of the site development in a planned district remodel of existing storage buildings for Lot 9, Block 4, Business Acres addition to the city of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 216 Deb Avenue, allowing exception 16-21.2 and 3, 2.1013B.
Second.
Okay. Are we
discussion?
Yeah, I'm just a teeny bit confused. So we are, and I think I'm okay, but we're saying it is okay for no sidewalks, correct? Okay, and we're saying it is okay for no extra parking, correct?
Designated parking.
All right. Yeah. On either loading or off, in either of the two that required additional parking. Let's see. And we are saying no additional requirement for landscaping. Is that what you're saying?
No, I said 2.1013B. So no off-street loading or incidental delivery space marked.
Okay. So we're not requiring that. And for the 2.1014D, for the boundary trees, are we allowing, and is your motion allowing an exception for that or no?
No,
we
do not.
No, not for that. Okay. Or for the irrigation and additional native grass one, no exception for that.
I didn't include that.
No.
Okay.
Because that'd just be referenced in his landscape plan.
Yeah. Okay. And then also no exception for the dumpster or for the mechanical equipment.
There are
I'll be glad to second that.
Okay, there's a motion and second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. That's been approved.
Okay.
Thank you. Six. Another public hearing. So it's 5:46, 5:48 p.m. Woodway time, and I'll recess the commission meeting and open a public hearing on an application to develop and site development in a planned district recreation complex for Lot 3, Block 7, Oak Ridge Addition, City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 101 Ritchie Road. Does anyone care to speak in favor of that? Identify yourself and where you live.
Certainly. My name is Daryl Vickers. I'm an architect with STV. My address is 524 Stone Canyon Drive in McGregor. And architect working on this recreation complex that will be at First Woodway, basically at the back of their property in between the existing children's building and I guess the industrial lot that is owned by Lehigh Cement off of Old McGregor. The development will include four pickleball courts, a walking trail, wrought iron fencing with masonry pilasters. We'll also have an outdoor basketball court, a couple of outdoor volleyball courts. The existing field area that is currently where you see a lot of the kids playing soccer and Little League or baseball, that will basically be regraded. We'll also be including an area of turf and a pavilion on the property for use primarily for the membership of the church itself. They do not plan on allowing Little League teams to necessarily come out there unless they're affiliated with the church themselves. So trying to keep the amount of traffic and people that are not affiliated with the church itself not from getting out there and really kind of destroying what we're putting in. So anyway, so that's the premise of the project itself. I guess, do you need any further explanation, or do we need to go into any types of questions at this point in time? Or?
Well, that you said it would be wrought iron fence, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And that would be a wrought iron gate or some kind of gate.
Right.
There, will that have some type of security device on that so that nobody can just go in and out of the gate?
Right. Well, the gates are going to be located facing the church property itself. They are going to be equipped, so they can be hafted and locked. I can't really dictate whether or not they're going to use them, but they will be equipped such that they can be locked. There will also be Knox boxes included at the fences, so
the
emergency services
can be there. So I think the existing where the playground is now, not the one on the other side,
right,
but the one in the back where it is, I think that has a runout.
Correct. Yeah, we're supposed to be, essentially wanted us to mimic that.
Yeah.
And Ronnie had indicated that he was going to be here, but
right.
youth camp got in the way, so he's off with the youth for the church this week. So.
And you said they're going to have AstroTurf?
There'll be a section of AstroTurf.
Or natural grass.
Well, there'll be natural grass, and there's one section immediately right. adjacent to the pavilion that will be AstroTurfed. And I think it's roughly, 100 by 200 or something like that in size. So, yeah, 120 by 180 in size.
Concrete for their basketball courts.
Concrete for the basketball courts. Volleyball courts will be sand.
Yeah.
Sand pits. Yeah. And then pickleball courts will also be concrete. The walking trail to make that Crushed ADA down. Compliant will actually be concrete as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think, okay. It got crushed down on some of them.
I think on the
crushed granite
on the currently
this will be concrete.
Correct. Yeah, just you have to really really work the compaction to to try to make the pea gravels and crushed granites and whatnot be accessible. So, so it was either asphalt or concrete, and we felt that the concrete would probably be a better product for them.
I know. I also go to First Woodway.
Okay.
I love this plan.
Awesome.
Yeah, so.
I love this plan. Because it fits beautifully with what the Woodway, the plan that has been recently adopted to create more recreational spaces and open places that people can be healthy and play. My understanding from being in church on Sunday that the community would be.
I think the community can. I think that they're trying to limit the use of organized, being little league.
Yes,
so, I mean, yeah. So, I mean, I think that, you know, if it's a pickup game from people in the neighborhood, I think that's probably okay.
People
but they did not want to.
Yeah. Exactly.
Community.
Right.
Yeah, I get that completely. We don't want to do that because that just is a headache. But I know the new playground that we have in is magical.
Awesome.
And we use it with the brands and other people that and I think it's a real draw for the church. People come and they feel welcome. One thing I would ask, and this does fit beautifully with our plan, our Woodway Forward plan, is we have a lot of conversations in this group about water. It's like it's a broken record about water and water conservation because seriously, water is a problem here, and we have to ration every summer. Just an idea when you go back to the committee and that's planning all this, make as much as possible artificial turf so that you don't have to water it.
Right.
Save on your water bill. It'll also, I think, just show your good neighbors. We don't want people to go by and see, you know,
bulk. Unimproved spots, right, exactly.
All these water sprinklers going off when we're in the midst of water rationing. So if this can be as much as possible artificial turf.
We certainly can look at expanding that. I think obviously it's going to come down to dollars and cents and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I do understand, exactly where you're coming
but
from.
But I think with water getting so expensive now,
and
it's going to continue to increase and rationing. We have more businesses coming in, more houses coming in that are going to use water. Water's going to become more scarce.
Right.
That it might be more expensive in the short run, but in the long run, I think it'll pay off. Just an idea. That would be my preference, is if you could spare the real grass.
I'll certainly mention it to Ronnie, and you know it may be something that gets done over time as well. I know that the turf generally has about a 12 to 15 year lifespan before you really have to start looking at replacing that as well. So you kind of got to balance the life cycle costs with respect to water usage and replacement of carpets. But you know, at the same time, though, I do understand where you're coming from, and we can certainly pass along the concerns to the church body themselves.
I love it, though. I'm excited.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right.
Anyone else want to speak in favor? Anyone want to speak against? Seeing no one else that wants to speak in this public hearing, I'll turn to the city to see if they would like to make a comment.
All right, so this is an application to develop and site development plan, obviously proposing a recreation complex to be installed in that open area that is between the existing church and Old McGregor Road. Such a use is compliant with city ordinance as far as city staff is concerned. And though the proposed plans do show the removal of some parking area as part of this improvement, we have verified that it will not affect the required parking for the facility as a whole. So that's not at issue. The applicant is requesting a single exception on this, and it's detailed on, it should be page 47 or 48 of your packet. The page says 47, and then when you click through it, it says 48, so.
What's it for?
The exception is for on the fence line that runs between the residential property and the church. The ordinance says that there should be a 50% of that should contain the 4-foot landscaping buffer that's required. And that fence is existing, and they are asking for an exception from having to put the 4-foot landscaping buffer in place. And that's the only exception on this property. So at this time, city staff is recommending approval contingent upon the approval of that exception.
Any other questions?
That's just a key thing, because it's technically zoned industrial, correct? Or this portion of the property?
This portion of the property, off the top of my head, it should be planned commercial, butting up against residential. But it's a... The ordinance has some areas that are based on the property and some areas that are based on the use. And essentially, this is a non-residential use that is abutting a residential district. So ordinarily, if this were brand new, they would be required to put the fence along the entirety of the property, and they would be required to put the 50% 4-foot wide landscaping buffer along 50% of that fence. The fence is already in place, so they just want an exception from the buffer.
There's 50 foot of green space already between the fence and the road.
Right. Any other questions? Would you like to consider a motion?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll make a motion. Make a motion that we recommend to the City Council regarding the application development plan district recreation complex for lot 3, block 7, Oak Ridge Addition, the city of Woodway, Clinton County, Texas, located at 101 Ritchie Road. Don't need to put that exception in there.
And granting
the exception.
So this motion you're making is an application to develop. And then I guess you're going to make a second motion for item C.
You want to do it? You want me to redo it?
You can do them one at a time if you like, or whichever way you want.
I think do B, recommend to the City Council regarding application developed in a plan district recreation complex for lot 3, block 7, Oak Ridge Addition, City of Woodway, Clinton County, Texas, 101 Richland Road.
Second. Okay. It's motion and second. All in favor say aye. After no discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. And then you want to look at item C?
Yeah. We can make a recommendation to City Council regarding the application for site development in a planned district, recreation complex, lot 3, block 7, Oak Ridge Addition, City of Woodway, McClellan County, Texas, located at 101 Ritchie Road, and the exception.
And the exceptions as outlined by the city?
As outlined by the city.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. It's approved. Thank you. Okay, so we're going to item 7. Discussion and consider action on submittal of recommended capital improvements to the city manager. Capital improvements to the city manager per the city's charter for the city council budget and planning purposes. Is this where we're going to have pizza provided for us?
And ice cream and all the things. My first year here, I'm not sure how you guys do this or how it's submitted to our office.
I don't know that we've ever asked for any money for anything.
I think we just make suggestions of things we'd like to see.
Really?
And of course, we just went through the comprehensive plan, which had a whole bunch of future capital development issues in it. So I presume if there are any of those we'd like to see bumped to the top of the list, might be a good time now to bring that up. My mere perception.
Help me along with that.
So that would be my idea if anyone had any or other suggestions as well.
Street maintenance, would that be in water line? Need those. Make sure.
Anything else? So I guess any items we really liked or didn't like on the capital improvement plan, or on the comprehensive plan, sorry. I would like to encourage additional lighting. It seems to me like there are a lot of streets that are pretty dark, and here it doesn't get cool enough to go outside until after dark, and especially near park areas where we have wonderful parks, but you know, when the sun goes down, we can't use them because there's absolutely no lighting, and it doesn't get down below 90 until, you know, sundown. So that would be the one thing I specifically thought about.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, they're going to put in a new lighting project up there at Woodway Elementary, isn't that right? Yeah, that was discussed at City Council also. So that's a good project. But you're right, they do. There's a lot of dark streets in Woodway.
Especially if we're putting in additional sidewalks and things, we want to be able to use them. And again, I'm a Texan, it's just hot.
There used to be a deal where, you know, the telephone poles, you could pay so much a month and you could get a street light.
You can actually get it for free.
Really?
Yes. And you just have to get all the neighbors to petition that we want a light, a guard light on near your home, and
they'll put it out there. Corners, a lot of those telephone poles.
I wonder if we shouldn't ask the council to
that'd be a pretty good price.
Make it obvious to the citizens that they can request additional lighting on streets.
But one of my neighbors
have a procedure of how they do that.
Exactly.
On the website?
So
sure.
Okay. Good to know.
Because lighting does make it a safer community and a safer place.
I'm not sure where this falls under, but budget allowance consideration for, I'm thinking of the example at Wedgewood and Southwood, and then also where it crosses the states, such as that was, I think, an emergency water repair, but therefore it's left really rough roads, which I assume is probably waiting for an approved budget to repair those roads. I don't know if there's allowance or consideration for there's going to be water and, I mean, issues that come up every single year. So I don't know if there's a way to kind of get in front of that to allow those repairs to happen more hastily.
If that's the section, sir, that I'm thinking of, that was brought up a couple of weeks ago. And basically the strategy was they're going to leave it in disrepair for a little bit longer because those two streets were part of our, don't know offhand, 20 or so streets we were going to micro seal anyways.
Okay.
But instead of having those folks come out here and do those and then come back, remobilize, they were going to do it all in one shot. Okay. Yes, sir. But tell me that again, Wedgewood and...
That's Wedgewood and Southwood. And I think also it crosses, I guess, Bosque there.
That street's a hazard. I mean, they have dug all those ditches.
I think either way, just probably taking into account that there's probably going to be, rather than just patching when stuff like that happens, going ahead and making improvements.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Well, I'm just saying that's a big hazard right there because I drive down there once in a while, not a whole lot. Now I just go down the hill. But I used to cut through that all the time to go to Bosque. But now... Can't hardly get get on a Jeep, you might can get through it, but you can't hardly get through it.
Yeah, it got pretty rough for a while.
They just came in there and dug all the ditches, put the lines in, put all the water lines in, so that's cut up there too. Mm-hmm. And then it's gone. There nobody ever works on it. And all the time, that gravel just keeps getting lower and lower and lower, so when you drive on it, you're going to hit something on your car. It's not maintained or nothing's doing anything about it. They got a steel plate out in the street of Wedgewood, which every time you run over that, you know, it's bam.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's crazy. You know, it's not good for a tire. But I'm just saying it's like, it's there. Nobody's doing anything on it. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I don't think there's another street like that. Under construction?
Maybe not with a plate over it, no, sir. Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah. But it'd be nice if they could. I guess the idea was what they're going to come back at a later time and finish the street.
Well, I don't want to give you any wrong information. Okay. I'd have to get back with Mitch and John and check about what the final status or final word is on that one section.
Yeah.
So I'm not telling you something that's not right.
Well, maybe.
But the problem we inherit is we don't have control over the means and methods. So when the contractor comes in, let's say if they leave a porta potty in somebody's front yard, or if they trench in a way or leave something in disrepair that is unsightly, we get all the phone calls, but we can't stand over them and tell them how to do the work, which is, I know it's frustrating for the citizens, it's frustrating for us, and it's just something
it's
we have to endure.
In those contracts, that if you miss so many work days, if that's not completed in so many work days, then the fighting starts.
We've been living with another similar project for, it's over 300 or 400 days over schedule that we're held hostage on.
I might be wrong, but I don't know that those things are in our job description. I think we're just here defending the existing rules and regulations and zoning.
I have a question about the lake park. Where, I know there's a lot of damage from all the flooding, and I know we personally love the lake park. It's so wonderful, but there's so much. The trails now many of them are not usable. There's debris, and I think some of the structures were damaged. Does that come under the umbrella of what we're talking about today, or is that a different?
I think that's more in line with Parks and Rec, but we do have, all the damage is being noted, and they do have a process to make the repairs when they can, but we've been inundated with complaints on my front yard is this, or my backyard, or my neighbors, or so we've really tried to address the residential areas, and I know a lot of folks were upset with us keeping the parks closed as long as we did, but also when that street is underwater for so long, do damage to it to start bringing vehicles onto it. Now, we bring a big skid steer over it, and that doesn't do it any any favors, but that's just to get it up to the grassy area so we can begin the clearing of the trees and fixing the disc golf and the picnic tables and you name it, pretty much everything out there, the trails, it's a proper mess.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I had a couple of self-serving questions on the capital improvement plan. I don't know what the minimum dollar amount is for capital improvement, but one of them, again, most people who know me know I'm big into dogs and dog sports. And we have so many people that walk their dogs in Woodway, which I love. A couple of things. One, I don't know if it's possible, all these new sidewalks that we're talking about requiring in the future, if there is a pavement or some kind of surface that is less painful for walking on. I'm thinking about my poor dogs with their poor little paws and for children to walk, maybe not without shoes on, or just not to be quite so hot. I don't know if that's something that's even possible, but I'm going to bring it up anyhow. Another one, at the Arboretum, I love the Arboretum and I haunt that area a good bit. The area from the parking near the children's play area down to the lower level is a sloped walkway. Mm-hmm. And as I walk my dog, she is nearly, I felt like a sled dog, because they're not steps. It's just simply slanted. And it's been wet before, and I've literally been concerned that I was going to be pulled over. And I've kind of been dealing with some issues on that. Or if it happens to be unlikely in Texas, but icy. But I don't know if that's a way to be somehow, perhaps a graduated step down rather than just a slope down. And again, I haven't done any specific looking at it, but it's one thing that I've thought about on that. And then also on the Arboretum, we have a lovely new area up in the children's play area, beautiful painted concrete tube. It's like artwork.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
It is super slippery inside, and so I am just... I was doing some sit work training with my dog, and she was slipping and sliding. And to me, it looks like a prime lawsuit waiting for a child to go inside there and fall and crack their head open. So the lawyer in me says, someone needs to look at that and see if it needs to be somehow made slip resistant or where it's less accessible for children to get inside of it. I promise you it is very, very slippery. And my dog's part mountain goat. And I'll show you a video if you want to see it, but she was just splatting all over the place. So those are just minor mm-hmm. things that, again, more safety features. Again, just one.
Does that have a handrail that goes down that?
Partially. Partially does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just no steps. It's just like parts straight,
right? It's just, you know, sloped down on portion. And there may be a handrail. I just don't remember grabbing onto it, probably because I was carrying 12 other bags.
I have one quick question, and I think someone answered this years ago, but I'm curious if anything's changed. Since we finished the new basketball building, I don't know what to call it, the older community center with the older basketball courts in there, is that still slated to just be raised for more parking, or is
that still to be determined, sir?
Okay. I haven't
been given my
uses that would, again, kind of with what Martha was saying, like along with this master development plan. I just feel like building, repurposing the building, you know, some other kind of capital improvement versus a parking lot. I guess parking lots are just sad. But I oversee operations at a church. Like, I get it. Parking lots are important for us too, and you know, people don't get excited, but they're still important. So I don't know. So it sounds like we're still.
It's still in flux, yes, sir.
Okay.
You know when that decision may come about?
I have not been given any other official directives after our latest withdrawal from our the negotiation talks that we were having with a firm to help us with that, assess that project.
Yeah, we're going to do so.
Any other matters? You want to shift to staff updates?
Well, I'm not prepared to give any, sir. I don't know if Ms. Redden has any.
No updates from us at this time.
All right. The last item is number 9, to consider action on adjournment.
Mine.
Wait, we got to take an action on that. Number 7.
Oh, the capital improvement. I make a motion for the city council to take into consideration our recommendations and concerns regarding capital improvements for the forthcoming year.
A second.
Motion to second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. And your recommendations, you got some recommendations?
A second.
All right. There's a motion to second to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Mr. Chairman, members, thank you.
There's a sheet of paper here that I think the city wants you to fill out.
I had mine at home to mail, and then I thought.